Okay,
ahead.
good afternoon. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting on March 22nd, 2023, and it's 5:02 p.m. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mark, can you do the roll?
Sure. Sarah Wadomski?
Here.
Roberto Santos?
Here.
Maria Conlon?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have three members present, so the entire board is here, so you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, number four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third time, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, can I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close public portion.
Okay, can I have a second?
I second it, Roberto.
Okay, thank you. Number five, election of the chair of the board. Are there any nominations for the chair of this board?
I, Roberto, would nominate Sarah Wadomski.
And I, Maria, second.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number six, approval of the minutes of the March 31st, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'm Maria, make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, and I will second that. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number seven, hearing of the following assessment appeals. We're going to start with D. Arbor and Adriana Comani, 227 Olivia Street. Okay, I saw him on.
I think he jumped off because he wasn't called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see something in the chat that says I wasn't called. But he was on.
He was on, okay. Hold on, I'm gonna just pause the recording for a moment. Okay, Mr. Comani, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, so you have submitted your appeal to the board, and now would be the time that you could explain you what you're asking for and explain your situation to the board.
So I'm actually just concerned. I'm currently paying $7,900. I wanted to know, am I paying for a three family or four family? Because I do have a three family, because my taxes went up quite a bit in the past few years, and I had some work done to it, and I know my appraisal changed. So I'm wondering what is my total appraisal at the town for the property?
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to call that up on the assessor card here. What's the address?
227 Olivia Street.
Another 1 second.
No problem.
The assessed value is $204,750.
Okay, and what was it before, prior to me doing work to the house?
I don't know. I can't see that. All I could see is what is on the website. You could see what's on the website here.
Okay. So it's because when I did the calculation, so 204,750. So if you, it's 70%, correct, in the town of Derby?
No, that's the assessed value. The appraised value is 292,500. So the 204 is the 70% number.
That one is the 70, not the 204.
Correct. But no, the 204 is 70% of 292.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if what do I need to do if there was to do a reassessment, because I don't think, I mean, I think my taxes used to be like 5,800, I believe. And then they would jump to 7,900. And then I also pay capital on top of that and sewer. So I'm currently paying about 7,71. My sewer's about $9,870 for the property. I just think that's a lot. I know I wasn't paying that before. Just paying about 5,800 plus capital fee and sewer. I've had a $2,000 jump.
Right. So, I mean, do you dispute the value, or I guess that's where I'm just going to put up your thing so you can kind of just, you know, if you're saying the assessment is too high, I think what you need to explain to the board is why you think it's too high relative to the other like houses in your neighborhood.
Okay, well, it's too high. It's the house is built 1900. It's also, as you know, it's hard to find a home insurance for the property. I pay that as well for a house built in 1900. Not a lot of insurances want to take you, so that's why I believe the house values. That's why I believe I'm paying too much. It's a 123-year-old house.
Do you have any documents that show any comparisons to similar houses in your area and what they're paying versus what you're paying?
Yeah, I have another property in Derby. So it's the same. It's a three family as well. So I'm paying way less on that. It's the same design, same house. I own another investment property in Derby with my cousin.
Okay. What are the taxes on that one?
5,870, I believe, almost 5,900, and that's what I was paying for. And that one is built in 1910. This one is 1900. So I'm paying about 5,870, I believe. I don't know. I have to look at my mortgage statement, all that.
And just for the record here, I'm just looking at what you submitted. It's can you see it? I'm sharing the screen.
Yep. So it jumped for 160, like I said. Okay, there. That's what I was looking at. So 160 to 204. I'm not sure how that happened.
Well, you said you made updates to the house. What updates did you make?
So there was. I did. We did a attic. We changed. We helped. We put up like in the attic, which is all the way in the roof. We did. It's like a. We did like a storage area, kind of, and I had the inspector come out and see and everything, and that's all I did. And then I changed the electrical box in the basement from the old one that was there, obviously from 120 years ago. I changed the box of the wire to an updated wiring box and everything for the downstairs in the basement, because my home insurance, like I said, it was hard to find home for the property. And that's all I did to the house. Other than that, there was no other changes.
And just for the record, you could see here, if you could see this, where my cursor is here, There's it's being assessed at three units.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I haven't really heard of a three family at $7,900 a year for the property. And I was appraised at 160. So like I said, I don't know how we got to 204 in a short time frame.
Is that the, is 160 the appraised value or the purchase price of the property?
I don't, I thought that was, I have no idea. I thought that was sales. Oh, that's the sale history. Okay. I was, oh, okay. I thought it was what the house used to be. I don't know what the house used to be appraised at, but I know it was a lot lower than 204. It was right around there, honestly.
Well, you could see over here to the right where the cursor is, the prior the prior one was 209, and the new one is 292.
No, prior was 157, my friend. That's what I used to.
No, it's the land plus the building added together. You'd need to look at that 51,300 plus 157,700 is the 209. And 51,300 plus 241,200 is the 292,500.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Like I said, I do own another investment property with my cousin. So I pay a lot less on that. It's the same style house, pretty much the same house, three family. And so that one's built in 1910. This is built in 1900. So I'm paying 5870, I believe.
Hi, Mr. Komani. This is Roberto. What side of the town is your other house in?
It's right next there. I bought that in 2018. Yeah, I bought that in 2018 with my cousin. Right next door.
Oh, so your other property is right next door to yours?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm just paying a lot more for this one, a lot more, $2,000 more per year. And I've been paying it. But I said, you know, let me get on it, you know. I'm not really a complainer, but I just thought maybe I can get it just lowered to somehow a little bit in the future or something, at least for the work or something.
Mr. Komani, you did mention that once you finished the attic, you had an inspector from the city go there?
The town.
On your third floor?
Yeah. The remodeled attic, as you see it stated there. That's what I had. I forget his name that came out. Carlo, I believe.
Okay.
He came out and saw it and everything. And after that is when my taxes jumped a lot for some reason. And I had a service upgrade to the electrical. Like I stated, I changed the box downstairs. And that was it for home insurance purposes. They needed it. So I had no choice.
Okay, does anybody else have any other questions for Mr. Komani?
No, I don't.
Mr. Komani, do you have anything else to present to the board?
That's it, you know.
Okay.
I had to say about it, the property and everything.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So what they're going to do, they have other matters to hear tonight. So then they'll deliberate that on, and then the assessor will get back to you on that. Okay.
Okay. Certainly. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, Madam Chair, Mr. Cook is here.
Yeah, that's me. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Cook. How are you?
I'm well.
Would you like to present your appeal?
Sure. First time doing this, so if I miss something or don't do something right, please don't yell at me.
And this is, I'm just for the record, this is for Michael Cook from M&B Enterprise.
Correct. Yeah, so M&B Enterprise. We are located on New Haven Ave here in Derby. we do business as Frame It Easy. So we have both. We're registered as both Frame It Easy LLC and M&B Enterprise. M&B Enterprise was sold on April 7th of 2022. And that's when Frame It Easy LLC was established. And that's when the DBA came into effect. So, and I'm relatively new to the company. So a lot of the heritage, I may not have that answer, but this is all has to do with the 2022 Declaration of Personal Property. So I believe the due date was, we had to get it to the town by the end of November. Because of the sale, and I don't know, Betsy at the town hall had said she tried contacting people over here. I asked her who, I couldn't really get an answer from who. I just know at some point in January when I came on board that this needed to be rectified. So I started getting a hold of Betsy and telling her, yeah, because of the sale, I think there was a little confusion as far as, you know, when we needed to file by. And so I submitted the paperwork on January 30th, and that's when she told me everything's on hold and I have to go in front of the board. Oh, I see you've changed the screen. Yeah, that's exactly my appeal.
Yeah, just so people need to see it. If you need to see it, it's here to save you. If you're going to refer, at least so they have it in front of them.
Understood. So I, you know, obviously want to get this filed. Betsy kind of made it sound, and I'm not really sure that there was a heavy fine we were looking at because we were late. And, you know, I apologize. I think a lot of it had to do with the prior management staff has been replaced with, you know, with me. So I'm not really sure the timing on, you know, in the communication between Betsy and the office here. Obviously we missed the end of November. There's no doubt about that. But I did fill out the paperwork with the correct information under the new ownership because everything got revaluated, all the fixed assets got revaluated. So, yeah, that's really my case.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Cook?
What was the date that you sent the filing in when you finally got to that?
Yeah, let me pull my, I got the emails right here. So on February 6th, I finally was able to, I was originally going to town hall to try and get a hold of Betsy. And I guess because of her schedule, she's not there every day. At the beginning, there was a lot of, she's not in today and I didn't know what day she would be. So I finally got her email address and I got the email right here. Looks like it was February. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was asking some questions about filling out the form. So to my knowledge, the proof that I got via email is February 6th, but we had a couple of correspondence back and forth before I filed the documents because I just wanted to make sure I was completing it correctly. I've been a CFO and controller for quite a number of years. I've never filled this out. So I wanted to make sure since we were late that I did it correctly.
Go ahead, Roberto.
I may ask a question, Mr. Cook. The Frame and Easy LLC after April 7, 2022, were you involved with the Frame and Easy company before you came on under M&B Enterprise?
No, I was not. I was hired much later. So okay. The sale happened in April and I came on late in December. So I'm relatively new to the company.
Thank you.
And just to be clear, are you trying to appeal the penalty for being late?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you, ma'am. I'm not sure why I'm here. I tried to file it, and Betsy said I couldn't, and I had to file it through the appeal. I did ask a lot of questions to Betsy, and I'm sure you all know who Betsy is, and I'm sorry if I'm throwing a name out that we're not familiar with. Like I said, first time I've spoken to you all, but I just want this to be filed, right? I didn't know we're late. And B, I was asking about, you know, she said there's a penalty involved and that I got to go in front of a board. And that's really all I've got. And I've kind of been in a status quo. And let me go through my emails here. I kind of had to keep asking her what's going on. So I was in this kind of a status quo for about 8 weeks, not really quite sure what was going on. And then something arrived in the mail that I had to be on this call. So I don't mean to, if it come across flippant, I don't mean to be. I don't know really what the process here is.
No, and you're not coming off as flippant at all. No worries.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. And
okay.
I obviously don't want to pay the $30,000 or whatever she quoted me, but I also want this to be rectified and moved on because, A, we haven't even paid you guys, right? So we still need to pay the regular filing.
Okay, are there any other questions for Mr. Cook?
Nope.
Okay, Mr. Cook, is there anything else you would like to present before?
No.
Okay. No. So we will, we're going to continue on with the next set of assessment appeals, and we will follow up with a decision.
Okay. So in the meantime, am I still in limbo on actually filing the declaration of property tax with that?
I will get in contact with the assessor and just verify that.
Okay. Yeah, that's obviously what I was hoping to resolve as well. Where we stood with that filing.
Yes, we will definitely have the assessor get in touch with you and let you know what we need to do going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
We've seen. Hi, Tom.
I don't see. I'm going to just pause the recording a moment. Hi, Kim. Are you there? Kim, are you there? You need to unmute.
Okay.
There you go. No, you muted yourself again.
there we go. Okay. There we go.
All right. So this is Kim LoCicero from State Farm Mutual Insurance.
Correct.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, everyone.
Would you like to present your appeal?
Sure. Okay. Hi, everyone. So, I'm not sure exactly if I'll do this correctly, but I sent in the forms that were originally sent to me and I filled them out to the best of my ability, but I believe I filled something out incorrectly because when I got, I guess I received a letter, but I'd gone back into the office and the girl there had told me I did something wrong. I didn't subtract something on a line. So I guess that's how this all happened. So basically, it comes down to my personal property. I'm at 412 Roosevelt Drive. I rent the space there. I think it's, 700 or 800 square feet. It's pretty small. And really, the only personal property that I own is the furniture. So it's used furniture that I had bought from an agent when I first opened in 2020. I paid her $1,000 for, and I mean, I have four desks, a reception desk, two tables, a sofa, obviously our office chairs, a file cabinet, and like a tiny little, we don't have a kitchen or anything, just a little small refrigerator. So, I mean, I put about $2,000, all the equipment, the computers, laptops, telephones, any of the computer equipment, hardware, that all belongs to State Farm. They provide all of that. So my only property, again, is the furniture.
Okay. And they said something was filled out incorrectly on the form.
Yeah, when I filled out that, I think it's 4 or 5 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it because I had turned it in. There was a section on there. I forgot what she, can't remember the girl's name in there. I can't recall her name, but she said there was a section where I was supposed to subtract something.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't do that. I mean, that form was a little bit confusing to me, honestly. So I thought I had the right amount in there. So I just left everything as it was the previous year. I think you had it valued at over $4,000. I mean, I really don't have much in there. It's just a small little office. There's three of us there.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Lo Cicero? Is it Lo Sierra or I'm seeing?
No, you got it right. Lo Cicero. Okay. Yeah, good job.
Anyone else have any questions? Okay, well, I appreciate your time. We will be in touch with the assessor to get some clarification on that subtraction issue with the form. And then we will, the assessor will get back to you with a decision or, you know, if there's any other questions that sure. need to be answered or clarified, we will sure. be in touch with you.
Sure. And I'd be happy to stop in or, you know, do whatever you need me to do. I mean, I'm right down the street, obviously.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Night. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
So I believe Mr. Lindgren is here.
Okay.
Eric, if you could just unmute your phone, *5. Eric, are you there?
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a *6. I'm sorry. I was pressing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off by one. Sorry.
Quite all right.
This is Eric Lindgren of Energy Services.
Hi, Mr. Lindgren. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Is this Betsy?
No, this is Sip. My name is Sarah. How are you?
He's on the phone, so he can't see the screen. So
No worries. Mr. Lindgren, would you like to present your appeal?
Well, I have questions. I'm not sure it was appeal. I stopped in there, but no one was there. I guess it was lunchtime to talk about it. And I'm wondering if this change of assessment notice that I got, this is the value of what I own, or what will I be billed? I'm not sure. Hello?
Hold on one second. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Just one second. I need to share the screen so everybody can see it. So it looks like what's on your card here, I can only see what was submitted here. It looks like the assessed value was $2,000 and there was a $500 penalty, guys, probably because it was late.
All right. So that's what the 24 and 25 is. Those are line items or whatever it says.
Yeah. Well, there's the value is at 2,800 and the assessed that 70% of that is 2,000. And then there's a penalty of $500.
And the assessed value is everything that I own for the business is what you're saying.
That's what the assessor is saying. Yes.
And that's gone up $800 in 1 year. I mean, I haven't even bought anything new.
I think it was probably because you didn't file it. File the declaration, the personal property declaration.
Well, this is, I mean, I have a van, you know, full of old tools. I'm a home improvement guy, so I don't, it's a little bit overkill to be filling this form out all the time, 5 or 6 pages. I mean, is there some way we can do it easier than this?
That's outside of my jurisdiction. I don't.
Yeah, I think that's probably outside of all of our jurisdiction. It's our, you know, understanding that it's a yearly personal property declaration.
Okay. So the $500 is a penalty for that. Saying that everything I own is worth $2,000. I mean, so what would I owe on this stuff? It says it's not a bill, so I don't even know what I should be paying.
Well, it would be the mill rate is 38, so it would be, hold on.
I mean, am I to get a bill sometime in the mail for this, or do I just have to figure it out myself? Or is that on the assessment that I didn't fill out?
No, you'll get a bill. It would be the bill. You'll get the bill in July. Hold on. Let me look and see what. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
Just to see what it was in the past, like what you paid before.
Sorry, I don't even have that record in front of me. So
no, that's
right. I actually thought this was tomorrow.
Well,
you pretty confused me.
And the business is under energy services. Is that the idea?
Yes, sir.
I mean, in last year, the value of it was $1,500. You paid $57.90.
Okay. And that was billed to me. I don't even remember paying that.
Yeah, you did. You paid it on July 27th. So. Okay. At $2,500.
So this thing will be $75.
Be like about $95.
All right.
About depends on what the mill rate is.
Yeah.
If the mill rate stays the same, that would be more or less where it's at.
Mark, the assessment though is not $2,500. That's total with the fee for not or the penalty for not filing.
Yeah, but the penalty is it a penalty of dollars or value?
Yeah, that's the question. Last year, if I paid $57, it had a penalty for $300.
Yeah, I think the $500 is
they add it to the amount?
It's, yeah, it's 25% of the assessment, the penalty for filing late.
And this is the only form we have, is this big drawn out thing. I mean, literally, I have a bunch of old tools in the back of a van. Seems a little bit overkill to be doing this. I mean, if you want to bill me $75 a year for something, that's fine. But filling that thing out is even, I don't know.
Yeah. See, here is the penalty here. It looks like it's on the value.
Yeah. I see it on the first page. I saw something about it. All right, that's for making a false affidavit, but the stand time will be 25% of the assessment. That's what it says on the front page. I'm looking at that declaration page.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, please mute your.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
No.
No, we know.
But like I said, I mean, I literally have a van full of old tools. I you know, is everything worth $2,000? I don't know how to assess that. I mean, you could replace everything in there probably for $2,000.
Well, I guess in terms of your appeal, I guess how much do you think it's what you have is worth?
Same as last year, $1,200. I mean, I really haven't bought anything. I don't even think I bought anything new. And if it is, you know, we're talking a battery drill, screw bits, you know, stuff like that. Sheetrock knives.
Okay. Does anyone have any further questions for Mr. Lindgren? Okay, Mr. Lindgren, is there anything else you'd like to present?
No, that's all. Just that I wish, you know, I wish there was an easier way to do it for guys who are as small as I am.
Understood and noted. And, you know, we will.
And really, I have to say that, you know, $60 a year, $70 a year, I'm fine with that. I really don't care about that. It's just filling out this paperwork. I barely have time to do invoices when I get done from work. So, you know, I'm just curious, is there an easier way? If there's not an easier way, I would like to request that somebody look into an easier way.
Understood and noted. And we will contact the assessor to see if there's, you know, an easier system or a...
I'm thinking about you just put in a value of what you think you own. And
sure. Sure.
I mean, just the schedules and reduction of prices. It just seems like for somebody like me anyway, when you put it that way, it just seems like a way of an overkill kind of thing.
Sure. We will absolutely get in contact with the assessor and see if there happens to be, you know, another way to go about this.
An easier schedule. I
mean, sure, you know, sure.
The depreciations on a $75 or $100 drill is kind of a ridiculous notion. So anyway, that's what I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night. And the assessor will be in touch with you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay, now we are on to part 8, act on the following assessment appeals. We are going to start with Arbor Komani. Can I have a motion to keep the assessment based on the current assessor's assessment?
I think the motion would be to make no change. I think if that's
make no change, just make no change. Okay. A motion to make no change based on the assessment.
I make a motion to keep it as is, make no change.
I second it.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is M&B Enterprise LLC. That was 155 New Haven Avenue. Can I have a motion for the assessor to use the revised declaration stamped February 2nd, 2023, plus the 25% penalty and submit to M&B Enterprise LLC?
I make a motion.
Okay. Motion by Roberto.
I second.
Okay. Second by Maria. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Great. Okay. Next we have, Kim LoCicero, State Farm Agency, 412 Roosevelt Drive. Can I have a motion to accept the assessor's revised number?
Motion to accept the assessor's revised number.
I second that.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, and finally, Eric Lindgren, Energy Services, 24 Silver Hill Road. Can I have a motion to make no change?
I make a motion for no change.
I second.
Okay. Seconded by Maria. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number 9, adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, second?
I second.
Second by Maria. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that's at 6:36 p.m.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.